This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we started to study Psalm 139 using a devotional approach. We learned that God is omniscient. Today, we'll discover in verses 7 through 10, God is omnipresent. The Holy Spirit makes God's presence evident. You can't get away from Him. Even if you rebel in life and end up in hell, you'll discover God is there. Remember, He's omnipresent. But He won't be available in a salvific way for those doomed in hell. On a more positive note, God was present when you were created in your mother's womb. He's there when you're up or when you're down, when you're in the public realm or private, all alone. After death, believers are assured in verse 18, "When I awake, I am still with you." He's there, ready to take your hand and lead you in the way everlasting. You'll also find in Psalm 139 that God is omnipotent. We might think the vast heavenly bodies exhibit God's omnipotence, and they do. But it's also evident when He puts together the smallest particles in matter. The psalmist declares, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." As God weaves together all the intricate details of our DNA, there is reason to humbly bow and worship our omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. Why not take a few moments right now to thank and praise His holy name? And if you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.